According to the Department of Education, students in West Virginia have the highest student loan default rate in the nation. Sean O'Leary, a policy analyst at the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy, a left-leaning research organization, says the increasing cost of higher education is to blame.
We're a low-income state, so, you know, the people in our state who do want to further their education and go on, they're borrowing a lot of money, and they're borrowing a lot more money than they used to.
O'Leary says higher ed has become a bigger part of West Virginia's discretionary budget as lawmakers cut taxes over the past decade.
So when we, you know, when we have budget shortfalls and when we need to, you know, cut the budget, higher education is usually the first part of that budget that goes under the budget knife.
Ohio ranked near the middle among states, but Kentucky was fourth worst on the list of default rates. Ashley Spaulding, a policy analyst at the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy, says that just like in West Virginia, the numbers highlight the challenges Kentuckians face in paying back their loans.
And so this default rate really highlights the college affordability challenges that we really do have in Kentucky. It's difficult to pay back student loans when you see the cost of college rising, but wages aren't.
Spaulding points out that students entering loan repayment were finding a job market with few promising opportunities, especially in rural parts of the state. Both O'Leary and Spaulding recommend increasing funding for public colleges in their states to help students afford the cost of their degree. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Sydney Bowles in Whitesburg, Kentucky.